Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Thank you so much for joining us here again today at Journeys. We have a return visitor today with us. His name is Mark Kimmel. And for those of you who listened to the previous shows that we've had with Mark, fascinating, fascinating gentleman. But let me direct your attention now to the website. That's journeyswithrebecca.com. And there you're going to find the latest Journeys news, all of the best and best information that you can possibly have in regards to past guests, news that isn't in the mainstream media under Our World News. And don't forget, I have a special going on, so definitely check that out. And also check out Jerry E. Smith. Again, he was a gentleman that was on Journeys with Rebecca that is going to be in San Jose, California. Now, let's get back to Mr. Mark Kimmel. Mark is a very, very interesting gentleman, written several books, Decimal, Trillion, Creating the Cosmic Paradigm. Now, Mark has come from a very diverse background, and he takes absolute ultimate care when he has written his books. Again, Decimal and Trillion. Now, here is something that he talks about when we talk about the cosmic paradigm. There's much more to the physical reality than we normally experience. We are here on this planet at this moment in time by our own choice. We are here to actively participate in the transition of humanity. He also states that the universe is teeming in life. There is only one creator, and there are trillions of non-human life forms. Some of them similar to us, off-planet beings, have been here for many thousands of years with mixed agendas. We're going to get into those agendas and all of these cosmic paradigms that is listed on his front page, which is cosmicparadigm.com. So go to his website while you are listening to the show today, because we're going to be referring to that a lot today in this interview that we have with Mr. Mark Kimmel. Now, also, he's in giving us an invitation to be a member of the Cosmic Family. And you guys, this is going to be one of the most spectacular shows. Stay with us, and we're going to be right back.
Have questions about your love life or your job? Get your private psychic reading from Rebecca. Call to schedule an appointment at 1-888-958-2768. That number again is 1-888-958-2768.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. And as I stated, we have a very special guest here today. All of my guests are special, but this a gentleman that's with us today is Mr. Mark Kimmel. Now, Mark is the author of 3 books. He did tell me just prior to the show he's got 2 more coming out, Trillion, Decimal, and Creating the Cosmic Paradigm. Welcome to the show, Mark.
It is always a pleasure to be with you, Rebecca, and particularly today, just because there are so many things going on that we can talk about.
And, you know, we did talk about that at the beginning of the show. We were just going to let this be a free-flowing conversation because of all the information that is out there right now and all of the information that you've garnered and other people have garnered and things that are going on in this world today. We just thought it was kind of important just to kind of just carry this on and, you know, let the thoughts flow, let the information flow, kind of just a free-form day today. And I think this is going to be a lot of fun with you, Mark. You know,
I always enjoy this, and I think today is a special day. So here we go.
Oh, well, thank you. I think every day is a special day with you, Mark. That's great. One of the things that you said, you know, I asked you, so where would we like to start today? And you said the word that came up was transition. And what an appropriate word. I mean, we are all making comments like, there's not enough hours in the day, I don't know where the time went, it's like everything is, you know, I seem to have more to do and yet there's less time to do it, time is sped up, and, you know, I've talked to some previous guests about that whole concept, Mark, and Honestly, it truly is, but it's not in necessarily in the way that people might think it is.
No, the clocks are still running, and we're still, you know, rotating around the sun. We get the seasons and all that kind of stuff. But time is this elusive thing. But more importantly, you know, this time thing is an indication that we are in the middle of something going on. We're in the middle of it. It used to be several years ago that people would be asking me, well, Mark, when are we going to have contact experiences? You know, when are they going to come and save us? When are we really going to go and know there's these extraterrestrials and not just these elusive UFO things and all this kind of stuff? And now it's like, oh, you know, almost once a week you can get something on CNN or Fox or somewhere about a UFO sighting. And then, so everything is speeding up. Everything is getting faster. Everything is now. But more importantly, I think for people, is that there is all of this information coming from the other side, if you will, from the extraterrestrials or from the celestials. And I don't know about you, but I'm just getting bombarded with all of these messages coming from all these different directions. And I've had the privilege over the last year or so of sitting with people as they are having these ongoing contact experiences and watching the ETs and the celestials speak through them and convey information. So this whole thing is stepping up. And as we were speaking earlier, the light is being shown on everything. The light is just unbelievable at this point in time.
Well, and to get back into the whole transition, what the important thing is for everyone to remember is that we are in it. Many people sit around and wait for some spectacular event, if you will, to happen, when it's not like that. We are in it. We are going through it. All we have to do is to look around and know that things are not the way they used to be, let's say 20 years ago.
No, they're not. And, you know, the other thing that's important here, I think, is that this transition is not something that's going to happen instantaneously.
Right.
You know, in this country, we're all into instant gratification and instant this and all this kind of stuff, and you get your problems solved instantly and all that type of thing. But, no, this has been going on now for several years, and I expect it to go on for several more years, but it's going to intensify. Every year is going to get more intense. The time is going to shrink. The incidences of, you know, all these UFOs and ETs and all this kind of stuff, what are they doing here? Well, what they're trying to do is to wake us up. They're trying to go and help us understand that, hey, there's a larger reality out here than you're living with. You know, we have this conventional reality we live with that we all learned in school and we all learned growing up. And I don't know about you, but I didn't learn about this larger reality until about 20 years ago.
Me either, and that's about right, yep.
Yeah, it was
back 87. Back in the 80s for me.
1987 is when it hit me.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden it's like, oh, there's a whole another reality out there that they didn't tell me about that in school.
Right.
And my mom and dad, they didn't know about it, so I know they didn't tell me.
Right, right.
And so there's this larger reality, and these things are going to move slowly. It's not like one day we're going to wake up and we're going to have all these extraterrestrial craft in our front yard and the ETs walking around and all that type of thing. I don't think it's going to happen like that. I think it's going to be a slower process. And the slowness is okay because then it gives people a chance to kind of get on board.
Well, you know, and here's a thought process that I have. Is that my belief is, honestly, Mark, is that they walk amongst us now. We're just, not all of us are aware of that. I believe that there are some of those star people, celestial beings, whatever you wish to call them, that do walk amongst us. Sighting.
Well, that was in my book, Trillion and Decimal.
Right.
That's what that's all about. Those two books are about the star visitors. They're here. They're amongst us. They're trying to make an impact. They're trying to go, again, wake us up, tell us that it doesn't have to be like the way it is right now, and that it'd be okay if we want to go and change things. And they would like to help us.
But you have to ask.
And
you have to ask. You have to ask for assistance, and then
right.
you have to follow through with that.
Yeah.
And
they're not going to come here and save us, you know.
No, we have to... No. that was what we all volunteered to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, it'd be nice to have, you know, Mommy and Daddy E.T. come here and just take care of us. But then that creates a welfare planet,
right.
and that doesn't do anybody any good because we all know how well the welfare system serves everybody. You know, it just doesn't work that well.
Right, exactly.
So, they're trying to teach us to be fishermen, fisherwomen, rather than just giving us a bunch of fish to... You know, continue that old analogy there.
Right.
But it's a long term process, and people want they want something right now. You know, well if it isn't supposed to be the way it is, well, let's just go change it. We'll get it all done right now. But I have some information that has not been made public before that I might share with you. And this is coming from a celestial by the name of Munjorensen. Have you run into him?
No, I have not.
Okay. If you go on the internet, you can find some information from him. And this is just a kind of an abstraction of a couple of... I have watched the information coming through from him. Now, he's a very high celestial coming from, you know, from the realm of the Creator. And he's basically saying the correcting times are upon you.
Interesting
choice of words. The population
of
the world is grossly out of balance. It will be reduced.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time of the reorganization of all your civilizations. You know, so this thing is, it's big.
It's huge.
And we have to remember that this planet that we're on is a very, very special place. It's unique within this galaxy. It probably is, you know, it was originally created as the most beautiful planet in the galaxy. And, of course, what we've done to it is just shameful, just awful.
Yeah, we didn't learn too much, did we?
Well, we haven't been very good caretakers.
Right.
We just haven't been great caretakers. And so here's some other information that I watched being produced in terms of being channeled. Weather changes will continue to increase, to become more dramatic. There will be higher winds. There will be hotter and cooler temperatures. There will be great melting of icebergs, and there will be wind forces. The planet and her people have never made a change like this before. And so information like this, you know, is just coming all the time. And the way I operate is I wait until I get, you know, three or four different sources of this information coming at me. And then I begin to say, okay, there's something going on here. We got to pay attention to it. I try not to just go and say, you know, glom onto the very latest thing and say, oh, there it is again, you know, or here's something new. So I have waited now until we've got, I think I've got four or five different sources of information, and they're all saying the same thing.
Right, and I think that's a good point to make, Mark, is that, you know, there's many people out there that are getting information more than just a few. And so you can't ignore the amount of information that's coming through that is the same or similar. So there's many people out there who are being worked through or being worked with to share this information. And we really do need to sit up and take notice. And that's one of the things that I have seen over and over and over again is the huge, huge changes on this planet as far as weather is concerned and what it's going to do. And that's part of the, and I don't like using this term, but it's part of the cleansing process.
I think that's a very good word. Okay.
And it is. It's just part of the whole process. And it's something that needs to be done. And it's, you know, we all are here because we volunteered to be here. There isn't one of us that, people out there, I can hear people disagreeing, go, I didn't volunteer. Yes, you did. Or you wouldn't be here.
Well, and I think even some of the people that we look upon as being, shall we say, really dark.
Yes.
They volunteered to come here knowing that they were going to play that role.
Right.
They did. And so we can condemn them and point fingers at them and all this type of thing. But they volunteered to come here to do that. Now, they also, as a part of their contract, volunteered to go and, at some point in time, turn to the light.
Yes.
And there's a whole bunch of them that they kind of like this power role they're playing a little too much, and they've decided not to do that. And that's causing some of the problems we have. But we all have to remember that, you know, some of us came here in order to balance our karmas.
Right.
Because, you know, and I know from my standpoint, I had some past lives that were, you know, not I really wasn't that nice a person.
Oh,
and so now
right.
I'm having to go and maybe live the role of, you know, if I was doing things to other people, now I get to be one of those other persons and be on the receiving end. And so that's an interesting concept of kind of balancing the karma.
Well,
and I like
it's kind of hard. One of the things that I've recognized, Mark, and see if you kind of flow with this, is that in order for us to understand some of the things going on, we have had to walk on the other side of the fence, so to speak. So that when, you know, you call it balancing of the karma, we've had to understand what it means to walk in a path that wasn't in the light in order to understand what it means to walk in the light.
That's exactly it.
I mean, that's kind of a generic, you know, we're not getting into specifics, but it's very generic. And I can assure you that, you know, there's many lifetimes I had as I look back that I wasn't a very nice person. And I've looked back at some other ones, which I was, you know, a really great person.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it's all about, as you said, bringing into balance. And that's what this transition is about, too, on Earth Mother herself and the humanity in and of itself, is that it's trying to create the balance. It's like the water trying to find that even level.
Well, and at this moment, for a lot of us, this is our final incarnation in the third dimension.
Yes.
We supposedly are supposed to have had the opportunity now to do all the balancing of all these past lives, good, bad, indifferent, you know, up, down, all that type of thing. And this is supposed to be the one where it all comes together. And that's part of this transitioning. And people really have a choice, you know, as to whether or not they're going to go and go along and mature and wind up in the fourth dimension, because that's where the planet's going.
Right.
That's where the planet's going. She's going there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, okay, who's coming along?
Right, right.
All right. And now if you don't come along, well, then you're going to get to start back at the bottom of the ladder again. And you know, I don't know about you, but you know, I've done this enough. I sure don't want to go and do
tired.
It anymore.
I'm pretty tired, yeah.
I'm tired of these 3D incarnations. You know, this is tough work.
It is. It truly is tough work. And I think all of us here do need to commend ourselves for deciding to be here at this very spectacular time on the Earth plane, because never has there been a time like there is at this point. Never.
No.
And we have all agreed to be here at this. It's very unique. Yes, it's stressful, and yes, it's challenging, and it's also filled with huge opportunities.
Oh, it's huge opportunities.
Yes. Huge,
and,
huge.
You know, it, and that's why there are so many people on the planet at this moment in time, is that everybody's here because they want to be part of this.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason,
right.
Yeah.
And some of the, and let's talk a little bit about that concept about, you know, we were talking a little bit about darkness, and you know, we talked about some of the negative things off the air about some of the people that we've seen in our history that's been, you know, some people have termed them as evil and But we didn't discover them until until the light was shown on them. And what we learned from that was that that wasn't acceptable to us as a human race, or as a race, or as a species, or whatever you wish to call it. That we were beyond that. And all these negative people that we have out there, all these dark people that we have out there that are in the limelight, so to speak, what that does is it allows us to take a look at it. The ones that we haven't discovered are the ones that we need to be concerned about.
Well, and you know, there's so much coming out now, and it doesn't matter whether you look at what's coming out about Iraq or Guantanamo or, you know, or 9/11 or whatever it is. All of these things that have been pursued by the dark side are now all of a sudden being illuminated.
Right.
And they're being illuminated so that, as you say, we can go and make a decision. Well, do we want that in our lives or don't we want that in our lives? What about this one? Is that good? No. Yes or no? You know, and some people think that operating out of fear, that a lot of these things are necessary. I'm trying very, very hard to operate coming from a place of love. And that helps you see this whole thing so much differently than if you're coming out of fear. I had the opportunity over the last 2 or 3 months here to get into a place where, you know, it was a really dark place. And I had to work my way through that. And it was awful. I did not like being there. And now, fortunately, I've come out the far side of it, but it's like going through a black hole or something like that.
You know, you're not the first person. You know? Yeah, but you're not the first person to have said that. The last, about 6 months or so, there's been many people that have went through that dark, dark, dark time, and they're thinking it's like your whole world is upside down. You know, it's like every step that you took forward, you've just went 50 back mm-hmm. until you reach that point. And I know, because I've been there too. I've been struggling with a lot of different things. But it's coming from many, many different people that I talk to, doing the radio show and all the wonderful people that I've met that are also, you know, have gone through this. And huge buzzes going on around that transitional thing that they themselves are going through, which correlates with Mother Earth. Oh my goodness, you guys, we are out of time on this segment. Stay with us, though. We'll be right back with Mark Kimmel and more of Journey in just a minute. Do you want to understand more of the nature of the universe? Why is there billions of galaxies and trillions upon trillions of star systems in our known universe? Why do we sense we are eternal beings? Why do we have different personalities? Where do our emotions and dreams emanate from? Where do the visions of deja vu come from? Your Never-Ending Life Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series introduces the philosophical theory of universal learning. The theory of universal learning focuses on you, the never-ending eternal spirit, developing an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and the learning the ways of the Creator. Your never-ending life explores such subjects as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. For more information on this book, visit universallearningseries.com. Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, and online at Amazon.com.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now. 800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Get your personal and private reading from Rebecca. To schedule an appointment, call 1-888-95-TAROT. That's 1-888-958 2768. Find out where your life's journeys will take you.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Oh, wow. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are here today with Mark Kimmel, author of Trillion, Decimal, and Creating the Cosmic Paradigm, as well as two new books, which later on in the show he'll let us know when we might be able to expect those. But anyway, one of the things that we talked about, Mark, on the last segment was we talked a little bit about the transitions. One of the things that I have to share with everyone is that for the last few weeks, I have been having some very odd visitations at night. When I say odd, they're different than the normal visitations that I've had in the past. I've been walking through this, you know, this area of darkness where I feel like I'm on loose footing, I'm on unsure ground, kind of feeling like a fish out of water, you know, struggling, trying to maintain my semblance of balance and trying to go forward. As we talked about, many people are doing this.
There's
a lot of people that aren't. And I wanted to talk about that for a second because, you know, there are people on this earth plane that weren't necessarily here to be consciously aware or to be grand spiritual beings or messengers or whatever. Their purpose is unique and different in and of themselves. And so I really wanted to give that kudos to those people who are here that are not aware, that weren't meant to be aware, but we interact with because obviously they're just as important as everyone else. And we just can't guess or garner to guess anything to do with somebody else's spiritual path. It's unique and of their own. So,
yeah, well, you know, Rebecca, I went through a number of years in my earlier business career where I was totally oblivious to all this stuff. You know, I was out being a successful businessman and running around the country on airplanes and sitting on boards of directors and all this kind of stuff. And I wouldn't have had any time for this. And it wasn't until I stepped away from that and was able to kind of depressurize myself.
Interesting choice of words. I call it decompression.
Decompression.
Yeah, I said I have to decompress.
Yeah.
Cool.
You know, and I think the reason that a lot of people aren't able to relate to or have these conversations with these non-humans is simply because they are living in the pressure cooker. And I know from my own experience, if I get stepped back into that pressure cooker, I lose everything. I lose my sense of balance, and then, you know, it's like you say, you're in a leaky boat or...
Right, and I feel like I take, you know, 5 steps forward and then 55 back. You know, I feel like I lose ground, and I agree. That pressure cooker can certainly squash a lot of what it is that a person needs to do for themselves and for others
if they
allow it.
So what have you been learning from these visitations?
Most of my stuff that they've been sharing with me is all about weather and environment. And that's what they've been sharing with me. They've also shown me some... everything's a possibility. Nothing here is written in stone. We all need to remember that.
Yes.
We can certainly change it. But, you know, the one thing that I see is a huge, huge burning fire. And I don't know if that means that's a nuclear strike. I don't know if that just means... You know, forest fires. I really don't know what this means, but it's going to be big. But I don't know how soon it will be. So, you know, having the knowledge is one thing, but then again, you have to take responsibility for asking to be shown or to be shown the way or whatever. So now my next step is okay. It's great to know all this. What would you like me to do, and what can I do? And how would you like me to proceed with it? Not that I don't know some of those things. It's just that I know there's more information that they're sharing with me. And these are new beings, by the way. I've not ever communicated with these particular set of beings. They've been here for about a week, 10 days now. And it's every night. I wake up every day and I'm just like exhausted because of all the information and the work that's going on.
Yes. You know, a lot of people are having that same phenomena also, which is all the work. But I want to circle back to the fire.
Okay.
There's another friend of mine who is a clairvoyant,
mm-hmm.
and she has had that same massive fire picture presented to her.
Okay.
And again, she's confused as to what it might be specifically. But one of these pieces of information that came through through one of the mediums that I was working with talked about the massive fires also. So, you know, the fire ravages you are seeing now are all part of a continuing evolution that Mother Earth will be going through, kind of as a part of raising her temperature. You know, like when we're sick,
right?
We go and get a fever.
Right.
Well, I think that's exactly what's going on with her. And so it would be logical that we're going to get, you know, global warming is going to dry everything out, and we're going to wind up with some massive fires. Sad situation, but I think that's the very, very likely scenario if we don't go and immediately make some changes here.
And
so,
it can be
so
done.
You've been getting primarily the environmental and that type of thing.
Right, primarily, because the environment is, and when I say environmental, it's, we're also talking weather,
yes.
You know, and the very things that you had already talked about in the first segment was, my thing is that I get is the real strong winds. So, you know, that can also be associated with hurricanes, tsunamis,
uh-huh.
And the wind. One of the things that I had happened to me last summer, I live in the middle of the United States, right in smack dab in the middle of it. And I was standing outside and we had really strong winds that day. And I kept thinking, this is going to become the norm. I mean, it was just like this sense of knowingness that came in. I was like, this is just going to become a norm. These winds are just going to become normal. They're not going to be freaks, you know, freaks of nature. They're going to be more normal. And I was thinking about that, and that was last summer. And then, you know, with the visitations that I've had recently, now they'll visit me, and then I may not hear from anybody on those realms for months, sometimes 6 months or more. And then all of a sudden the visitations will start again. And because they're very different than my visions, they're very, very different. They are true visitations, or I'm being transported there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I've never asked about the mode of who's there. Are you there, or am I there? Are you here, or am I there?
Right.
That's irrelevant as far as the way I look at it. It's just about what's the information, but that they have the last few weeks here, the last few days and weeks here is. It's really, I just feel a lot of wind. It's as if I'm already in it. I can feel it.
Well, you know, you, I don't know anybody that I have talked to in the last 6 months that doesn't think the weather where they are is abnormal.
Oh, truly. I mean, all you have to do is just look back 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just look back 10 years. I mean, I look back when I was a kid. And, you know, we were talking about the snows and stuff that, you know, we get in the wintertime. It was nothing for us to have, you know, 2 or 3 feet of snow come at once. You know, I lived up in the northern part of the country then, up by Canada. So, you know, and now there's been times at Christmas time that they didn't even have snow on the ground.
Well, we had 80 degrees in New York City not that long ago.
Yeah.
And then I live on the eastern slope of the Rockies, where we generate the wind and we send it out to you folks in Kansas.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to tell you that. Thank you.
Yeah. But if you understand the concept that my soul is linked into a larger soul.
Right.
Okay. And you can call it the oversoul or the collective soul.
Right.
Whatever it is. And all of a sudden, I have been having conversations with the larger soul.
Right.
And that's something new for me. I
wow.
have not had those. And I can almost have them daily. And the insights that are coming through there are truly incredible. And that is basically what has pulled me through this whole period of darkness back into the light, is knowing that, okay, you're here, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, so just relax, you know, it's all going to work out. And yes, you're supposed to be learning that lesson. Yes, that's a good one for you to learn. And, you know, just encouragement of an extraordinary nature and a very peaceful, loving type of thing. So for me, that has been just invaluable as I have gone through what I've been going through.
Well, and that's interesting because when you said the word oversoul or the cosmic soul or whatever the other term was, that's something that, who was that? Was that Jane who channeled Seth, and he talks about that when I first learned about it back in the 70s and 80s? Gosh, I wish I could remember.
Yeah, it's been around for a while, now it's resurfacing, you know, as a concept, probably as a reality. We think of it as a concept, and they think, hey, this is real, and what you guys are doing over there is a concept.
Yeah, and we're so not where they are, that's for
sure.
That's
right.
Well, that's kind of interesting that you brought that up, because, you know, it's something that, because it is truly a place of love and peace. We can, and that is something that all of us, you know, that are on these paths, we have to look at it and we go, gosh, I always feel like I'm not doing enough, or I'm not listening enough, or, you know, I'm not being enough. And then I always get the information, just relax, just like you did, just relax. But I always feel like I need to be doing more. What more can I do? You know, or what else? And I'm told to kind of relax with some of it. And you're thinking, gosh, but everything's so sped up. You know, there's where my conflict comes in. I'm like, gosh, can I do any more? What more can I do? And, you know, put some more on my plate, and they're just not giving it to me.
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, those of us that are aware and wanting to help out always think about, you know, well, you know, gosh, there must be something else I can do to help this somehow or the other. And, you know, the message that I've been getting is, you're doing just fine. You know, we're working our way through this. This is all supposed to happen to you so that you can share it with other people and help them on their journey. And it's kind of like, oh, okay, you mean I had to go through that so I can learn that? And you know, you go back and forth,
right.
And you have these little arguments in your head. Like, oh, boy. And but, you know, we've got Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, I think it's a great opportunity with Valentine's Day to just go and share love, because it's a lovely day. I think that's a pun of some sort or the other.
Well, it's a day of love, but it doesn't necessarily mean just romantic love either. So
no.
I think that's something that we all need to
to
figure out. And just so that you know, that's the day I was born on.
Well, you know, and I was born the day after.
Ah, well, happy birthday to you.
And back to you also.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. You know, and I think that if we go and think about the fact that every person in the world has a heart, and they're all just dying to be loved. Everybody is.
Well,
and
that's
if
what
we
we're,
can go
right.
And just take some of the love that's coming to us and share that. And we can do it without making personal contact. All we have to do is just have that intention to share love. And that would be a wonderful thing to have happen on your birthday.
You know, and it would. And how people can do that is actually much simpler than what they might think. All they have to do is just take a moment, take a deep breath, release the day for the moment, and then just feel their own love. And then their intent is just to let everyone else feel that love and just send it out, see it going around the globe.
And
it does work.
Yeah.
It does work. It absolutely works.
It does.
And so, you know, that's a wonderful thought because, you know, as we all connect, as we're all part of the same, we are all part of the same pot, so to speak. And, you know, if we can all learn how to connect on one special day, just think what if we could do that each and every day. How much more beautiful of a place this would be, and our world would be very different. Oh my goodness, you guys. Hang on, we'll be right back with more of Mark Kimmel and Journeys with Rebecca. Stay tuned. Oh.
You can't judge a psychic on TV because of producer-induced theatrics and clever editing. But now you can analyze famous psychics including Derek Acora, Peter James, Linda McKenzie, and Dana Smoller in the new DVDs ISPR Investigates the Comedy Store and ISPR Investigates Crest Hill Mansion. It's all raw and uncensored footage from 1999, showcasing how psychics really communicate with earthbound entities in the field. The new ISPR DVDs are available at JourneysWithRebecca.com. It makes the perfect gift for the paranormal enthusiast on your list.
I don't get it. Why aren't people buying our tennis balls?
You got me.
I mean, they're fuzzy, they're yellow, they're bouncy.
Oh, well, no doubt about it. We have the bounciest balls in the business.
If people knew how bouncy our balls
are, they would be bouncing on tennis courts from North Carolina to California.
Instead, they buy our competitors' clearly inferior balls.
Smack their balls a few hundred times and the fuzz falls right off.
And soon their balls are totally bald and barely bouncy at all.
What do we need to do to get people to try our tennis balls?
We've got to get the word out.
Word out. Hey, maybe we should advertise.
Now, that costs money, and we don't have much money.
So, yeah, I don't want to advertise until we have more money.
Which we'll get when we sell more balls and
make some profit.
So, we don't need to advertise. We just need to wait.
For what?
For profits.
You're absolutely right.
Sometimes I'm so brilliant I actually scare myself.
Yeah, gave me goosebumps.
Can I see one?
Hold on.
While you're waiting, your competitors aren't. They know something you don't know. It's called advertising, and it works. So get on the ball. This message brought to you by this station, the Radio Advertising Bureau, and produced by the Famous Radio Ranch.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Oh, thanks for staying with us, you guys. We're here with Mark Kimmel. And again, I have to plug his books because I've read them and they're just wonderful. Trillion, which is the one that just got me hooked, by the way, Mark. Decimal and Creating the Cosmic Paradigm. And before we go here today, Mark is going to let us know how to get a hold of his books and where they can be found and all that good stuff. But, you know, we've had some really marvelous conversations. It's just been a really fun day. Thank you. I appreciate it so much, Mark. You have some things, though, that you have been doing that I thought was kind of unique. And you wanted to kind of talk to the audience about some of your experiences and some of the things that you've been doing for the past year, you and your wife. And I think it's very commendable, by the way.
Well, we spent a year traveling around the United States. We had a truck and a big fifth-wheel trailer. And so we pulled that around the U.S. We hit 28 states and Canada up in British Columbia. And we put 11,000 miles on the trailer and probably three times that on the truck because we took a lot of side tours.
Right.
But we met with all these incredible people who are part of the Cosmic Paradigm Network, which people can find out about by visiting that website of mine, cosmicparadigm.com.
Right.
And on the first page, you can sign up to be part of the Cosmic Paradigm Network. Now, that's a network that today spans all around the globe. There are about 500 of us now. And what we're doing is providing a place where people can share their contact experiences, their interactions. And then a recent development is that we are hosting, implementing, making possible gatherings, which are 20, 30, 40 people, very intimate little gatherings. And we're putting those on around the country. And it gives people an opportunity to come together for a kind of a weekend experience, to share their experiences, and then begin to learn what they can do in their own lives to help this transition that we were talking about at the first of the program. Because we can take some steps, and it's very important that we understand how powerful our individual actions are, and that if we can direct those, we can make a big difference in this transition. And we can, you know, we're being told that we can either have a very easy transition or we can have a very difficult one. We are going to have a transition.
Yeah,
but
regardless.
It's up to us as to what the quality of that transition is going to be. So go on the website, and if you find something there of interest, and it spells out the seven principles of the Cosmic Paradigm Network on the website, and if those resonate with you and you want to be a part of contributing to the positive transition of the planet, then join us. And I put messages out to the network, and then we're starting these gatherings. I know I'm going to have three or four of them all lined up so far, and probably have a whole bunch this year.
Well, and you know, that whole premise there, I know you're going to be close by where I'm at. Actually, what I'm doing right now is I'm getting on your website right now. I should have had that up before, by the way. I don't know why I didn't. It's going to be something that is going to be very, very, very helpful to people who are wanting of like minds. They have things going on in their lives. They have things that they absolutely need direction with. They need assistance with, and they need to know that they're not alone. First of all, they're not alone. And that there are people of like minds and with open hearts and certainly open arms that are there to share with them their own experiences so that they know that there is a connection here between people.
That's right. You know, as we were traveling around, we met these incredible people. And all I can do is say they are extraordinary. They're incredible. They're people like you, Rebecca, that walk every day in contact with celestials, ETs. It's an ongoing dialogue. And they are the most fascinating people in the world. And it was my great privilege to interact with a whole bunch of these. And now what they're interested in doing is coming together to share their experiences. And it's kind of a mutual support society, because all of us from time to time go through some very difficult periods in our lives. And if we know that there are some people close by, or even if, you know, it's a matter of picking up the telephone and talking to someone, that's a real comfort to have as these difficult times are upon us.
Right. And the other thing I think that we can also maybe talk about just for a second or two here is the fact that, you know, we don't have to be happy with what we see, but what we can do is to express that with an appropriateness and know that nobody, that there are other people that are unhappy about it as well, but that you, then you can really figure out and find the answers as to what you can do as an individual that will certainly make an impact on this world as this transition continues.
And then, you know, it also helps to keep everybody positive about
yes.
this whole thing, because it's so easy to go on the internet, to go on the TV, and you can get mired down with all of the stuff that is not very pleasant. But at the same time, if you know where to look, there's a lot of wonderful things going on a very personal level with people really making some differences.
Yes, and that is the whole point here, is to be able to share so that people can reach out, they can talk to others. This is something that can be done relatively easy. Certainly there are many families out there where maybe only one of the family members is getting this type of information and the rest of them aren't. And it's knowing that they do have somebody that they can actually talk to about it and that they are okay. And, you know, there's so much more that we could say. I could probably go on for hours about that alone, Mark.
Well, you know, Rebecca, it's not that they're okay. It's that they're crazy. Just like you and me.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
I've been called worse.
And, you know, that's what I tell everybody. Hey, I'm crazy, but I'm just like you.
Yes, right, right. It's all good.
It's just wonderful.
It is. It really is. Well, let's talk just real quick before we run out of time. Where can Trillion Decimal Creating the Cosmic Paradigm? You also have two new books. When might we see the next one?
I'm getting ready to do a talk at a conference up in Montreal the first part of May called Visions of a New World.
Yes.
Very nice conference. And I'm going to be speaking there, and I'm hoping to have a new book ready for that.
Great.
And so that'll be when it gets introduced.
Well, please let
us
know.
And we're going to be talking about sustainability and how we create sustainability on this planet on a grand scale.
Ooh, I can hardly wait for that. Please let us know so that we can have you back and you can let us know and at least give us an update so that we can update the website with when your book is going to be available and all of that. But right now they can get Trillion Decimal and Creating the Cosmic Paradigm from where?
Well, you can get them from Amazon, you can get them from bookstores, or you can go on the website once again and just look under recommended reading. And there is not only my books there, but there's some other really wonderful books that I highly recommend.
So that's cosmicparadigm.com. And that, for those of you who are listening out there today, you can see the link on the front of my webpage. You just click right on that link, and it'll take you right to his website, cosmicparadigm.com. Lots and lots of information, a lot of articles there, a lot of great information, as well as the seven laws. You really, really need to listen to it. And Mark, thank you so much. Please keep us informed. It's been a joy and a pleasure to have you back on Journeys again.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys, hang on. I'll be right back. Do you want to understand more of the nature of the universe? Why is there billions of galaxies and trillions upon trillions of star systems in our known universe? Why do we sense we are eternal beings? Why do we have different personalities? Where do our emotions and dreams emanate from? Where do the visions of deja vu come from? Your Never-Ending Life Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series introduces the philosophical theory of universal learning. The theory of universal learning focuses on you, the never-ending eternal spirit, developing an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and the learning the ways of the Creator. Your Never-Ending Life explores such subjects as past lives, karma, emotional control, and superior spirit. For more information on this book, visit universallearningseries.com. Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, and online at Amazon.com.
Hello, I'm Jane Goodall. Only half of the world's forests and wetlands that existed at the start of the 20th century still exist today. We must do a far better job of protecting wildlife habitats, or environmental chaos awaits those who follow us. If you own land you want kept safe forever, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. 1-800-729-SAVE.
Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now. 800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
What a wonderful show. I do hope you enjoyed it. A reminder to check out my website. That's JourneysWithRebecca.com. And please, email me. Tell me what you thought of today's show. That's mailbag@JourneysWithRebecca.com. A special thanks to the sponsors of Journeys, Fate Magazine since 1948. Fate is the longest-running publication of its kind. You can find out more at FateMag.com. Also, Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by Sandy Andrews. To find out more about him, go to universallearningseries.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Blessings to each and every one of you. And goodbye for now.